From the heartland of America to every nation on Earth, this is Jack Van Impe Presents The Truth in News and Commentary. Here now are Doctors Jack and Rexella Van Impe.
Hello and welcome to Jack Van Impe Presents. Could I just say that some of the things we're going to be talking about today are on all of our minds. The first one that we will be addressing in the program, the war on drugs. The war on drugs. Robotic killers out of control. I couldn't believe that one. We're going to be dealing with all of that and so much more, and we'll be giving you many, many global headlines.
The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin. 1 John 1:7. I don't care what you've done, how often you've done it. He'll cleanse you if you ask Him to come into your heart today, because the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost, Luke 19:10. And Paul could say in 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And I got even better news. Not only does He forgive your sin when you come and confess it, but He says in Hebrews 8:12 and chapter 10, verse 17, their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now that's a deal.
With things that are happening, we need to be praying for those who are in authority. The Bible commands us to do that. Let's go on with our global headlines, if you will, please. And here's something. Mexico's drug violence enters the U.S. Whoa! Again, along Mexico's border, people are scared and have reason to be. Once again, here we see it. Mexican leader prepares for bloodier drug wars. Here you see something. FBI, burgeoning gangs, new growing gangs, rival foreign drug cartels. Here we go. The war on drugs is a failure. We have not stopped it. It's terror that's happening down there on the Mexican border, is it not, Jack?
Really is, Rexella. And you know, in Noah's day, we find in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, that the whole world was filled with violence. And it was so bad that even Noah got drunk once. Yeah, Noah. But listen to me, Jesus picked up on that in Matthew 24, verse 37, when He said, but as the days of Noah were filled with violence and drugs and liquor, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. And surely that's what's going on right now. Drugs, that's one of the final signs before the return of Christ. In Revelation 18, 23, for by thy pharmakia were all nations deceived. Now, it says sorcery there, but that is an incorrect term. The Greek is pharmakia, and you see it over all the stores. Pharmacy, pharmacia in Spanish. It's drugs. And so I'll be using that right now. Not only is every nation being deceived, this is the first time in world history it's happened. In chapter 9, verse 21 of the book of Revelation, during the tribulation hour, it even is worse than it is at this moment in Mexico and all the nations on earth. And it says they would not repent of their pharmakia, their drug abuse. Now, Revelation 21, 8 and Revelation 22, 15 say that those who use drugs to get high, not as a medication, but to get high, and booze and all the rest, cannot see the kingdom of God. No drunkard can enter the kingdom of heaven, 1 Corinthians 6:10.
You know what, Jack? We've had to increase our police force dramatically in order to control the drugs coming over from Mexico. Right in Phoenix, Arizona, there's a terrible, terrible problem. Do you think that we're going to have a police state because of this, Jack, as the police grow?
Oh, definitely, Rexella. And you know, even now they're warning the young people, don't go to Mexico for your spring break. It's dangerous. Many of them are being beheaded over there, and it's even coming over now into America where they're killing some of our citizens. And this is the Word of God. And lo and behold, they say we are going to try to microchip in the skin all humans in the near future, get it, to protect them from the terrorists. This way we can watch over them. Well, isn't that exactly what Revelation 13, verses 16 to 18 says? He had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or forehead, in the skin, that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast of this world leader, for it's the number of a man, and his number is 666. You find it in Revelation 14, verses 9, 11, 15, 2, 16, 2, 19, 20, and 20, verse 4. If you receive it, you're lost. Revelation 14, 11. The smoke of their torment ascendeth forever and ever because they receive the mark. This is during the tribulation hour. We Christians will be gone. We will have heard the come up hither of Revelation 4:1. We'll be on the other side, so you don't have to worry about this. It's for all the millions who get saved during the greatest revival in history during the tribulation hour. But if you reject the mark, for you who will be here and you've come to Christ, you reign with Christ for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4.
Oh, Jack, what an encouragement. What an encouragement, isn't it? The Lord's coming back to straighten the whole mess up. We won't need a police state. We need the Lord. Well, science fiction. Robots killing people, that used to be science fiction, but we really have a problem right now with robots that we've developed. Now, when Jack told me this was in the Bible, I couldn't believe it, but it is, isn't it, Jack?
Rick, so we read about wars and rumors of wars in Matthew 24, verses 6 and 7, Mark chapter 13, verses 7 and 8. And the greatest war in history is coming, called Armageddon, Revelation 16, 16. And this world leader of the New World Order has a religious leader who makes a robot that the world is worshiping in honor of the world leader who is also worshiped. It's a duplicate of him. You know, we used to read about science fiction, these things coming. It's here. Remember Flash Gordon and all the rest? Now we have drones flying constantly over Iraq and Afghanistan, and the pilots are back in some room with a button operating it electronically. And I'll tell you, this thing about these robots trained to kill, they say if they go berserk, they'll start killing everyone. And so they're even indicating that they might have to put an off switch on them if you can get to them to do it. What an hour to be alive. No wonder 2 Timothy 3:1 says this, "Know also in the last day, perilous, dangerous time shall come." And in Luke 21:25, it says, just before Jesus returns, nations will be in peril. Great confusion because of it. It's here.
Oh, Jack. I am so happy to know that the Lord is going to return. And when He does, He's going to set up His kingdom on the earth. How great.
This is when Christ comes to destroy this thing, to set up His own new world order, His reign on earth for 1,000 years, Revelation 20, verse 4. Wow, we're living in exciting days.
And because of the day in which we're living, are you ready for tomorrow? If the Lord should come today, would you be ready? I trust that you will open your heart to Him and know His peace, His joy, the expectancy of His coming again. Jack, show us how.
I'm asking you to simply pray this now. Lord Jesus, precious Jesus, Savior of the world, your coming is near. I want to be ready. Your word says, if I call in your name, you'll receive me. Jesus, you died for me. And what precious, holy, efficacious blood you shed. So now I'm praying this, Lord Jesus, come into my heart today. Save me. Help me to be ready for your return. I pray it in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I don't care what is in your life, skinhead, alcohol, jail, prison, murder, whatever it is, the Lord can forgive you. I trust that you opened your heart to Him. That's why He came the first time, and He is coming back again. And if you opened your heart to Him, you'll be ready. So please let me know. I will send you absolutely free this little booklet, First Steps in a New Direction. If you'll just write to me and say, Rick Sulla, I ask the Lord to be my Savior. I ask him to come into my life. I ask him to give me peace. I guarantee that all those things are accomplished if you accepted him as your Savior. Please let me know. I'll get it in the mail. Now here's our announcer to tell you how you can receive Revelation Rumblings. Chuck?
Thank you, Rexella, my friend. To order Revelation Rumblings, have your credit card ready and call toll-free 24 hours a day, 1-800-JVI-7777. To order by mail in the U.S., send your donation of $24.95 to Jack Vanapi Ministries, Box 7004, Troy, Michigan, 48007. In Canada, send your donation of $24.95 to Jack Vanapi Ministries of Canada, Box 1717, Postal Station A, Windsor, Ontario, NINA6Y1. Now back to Rexella.
Oh, my, I trust that you will make that call. There's the 800 number. There's the address. Make it right away. If you want to understand what's going on in the world, you really need to have this in your home. So call us right away. You know, friends, we have a great website. We're always there for you. And there you see it, jvim.com. In fact, you can even see this program again if you like. I would like to leave you with this wonderful thought. When you open the window to heaven in prayer, it is never bolted on the other side. Look forward to being your home again next week. And until then, remember, God cares for you. So do we. Bye-bye.